It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Pottsville State Farm Insurance.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Pottsville State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Pottsville State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Pottsville State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pier and Gregory.
The people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood, and this morning talking with Shane Cramey of the Fort Pierre Chamber. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
How are things going on over at the Chamber, and what events do we got going on?
Hey, there's a lot going on this weekend around the entire community. I'll just mention a few of the things that are going on. Of course, the last time I was here, I visited about the Casey Tibbs Rodeo Center. They're going to host their Valentine's Day vendor event, and that'll be from 10 to 4 on Saturday. You read that poster, you can stop in, enjoy wine and coffee tastings and treats, and they're going to have lunch concessions available as well, so you can find that perfect gift for yourself or your special someone else. I'll encourage everyone to stop up there. And, of course, I hear and advertised on the radio the Dakota Territory Gun Show at the Ramcota for all of you. All of you firearm enthusiasts, stop down there. I know they have a great selection and a lot of looking going on, so everyone stop down there and take a look as well. And as I look at the Oahe hockey schedule, there's going to be a full slate of hockey at the Expo Center beginning on Friday evening all the way through Sunday afternoon, so stop on over and you can catch some great hockey action. And along those same lines, the Central South Dakota Skate Club will host their Ice Jam on March 21st. We just received that information yesterday. It's always great to see those young people come in and host that ice skating extravaganza at the Expo Center. So anyone who wants to take a look at that, that is on March 21st. And on some other related notes, the Fort Pierre Chamber, we're currently organizing the Expo Center summer schedule. That'll include all of your favorite activities. We're going to have, I believe, three auctions in between April and May. That'll include that state auction as well. The state 4-H shooting event, which takes their sporting event. I think there's 1,700 competitors coming to Fort Pierre for that event as well. So that'll be that last weekend in April. And just visited with the Cardin International Circus. They're going to be back on June 28th, of course. And as we visited about before, we're going to have our exciting country music concert on July 3rd featuring country music sensation Wade Hayes. And that's all in conjunction with our Boots and Roots America's 250 celebration. Of course, Scott Deal was in to visit with you. We're going to have a lot of rodeo events. That'll begin on Tuesday, June 30th and take place each evening all through the 4th. Visiting with Michelle Hofer the other day, her group is going, they're beginning to organize the 4 on the 4th, and they begin that run and jog and walk there at the Silver Spur, and that is the morning of the 4th before our large parade, which begins at 10 o'clock. As we were visiting earlier, I'm already receiving phone calls inquiring about that parade. It should be a very large one. We're going to have a lot of good times there in Fort Pierre, and there's going to be some unveilings of some statues and other activities. I know Mayor Hansen had visited about that, and she'll have more information on that as well. But yeah, encourage everyone to start making your plans to stop over in Fort Pierre and celebrate America's 250 with us. It should be a good time.
Absolutely, and it sounds like we're going to be busy up until that point anyway.
Oh, so we're going to have a lot of things going on, just trying to keep track of everything and get them all organized. On the Trader Day Turkey Racing Committee, we're gonna have our first meeting next week. So yeah, we're just trying to keep track of all these meetings and keep everything organized and keep everything busy.
And Shane, if folks want to see a calendar of all these events or maybe want to submit one themselves, how can they do that?
You can just go on the Fort Pierre Chamber website. There's a phone number on there. Get a hold of us. Call the City of Fort Pierre. Call Stanley County. Visit with anyone. They'll get you to where you need to go. And check out our websites and Facebook pages. And just to encourage everyone to take a look and see what's going on. And I would like to encourage everyone to get out and patronize these local businesses. You know, as we organize these events, these organizations, which in turn support our local events. So, I mean, you just can't overemphasize enough, you know, what your local dollar does spend in the community and in these organizations and businesses and individuals that in turn turn around and support these events. And it all works in a circle. So just encourage everyone to get out and support them and enjoy this beautiful weekend.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Shane Cramey with the Fort Pierre Chamber of Commerce this morning. Shane, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Checking with you again soon.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
And talking with Shane Cramey this morning here on People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Pottsville State Farm Insurance.